Sophie, you're Miss Surrey for this year, is that correct?
I am indeed, as of a couple of weeks ago. So I'll be representing the county for the next year. And after winning the regional heats, we go on to compete for Miss Great Britain in September.
Wow, so straight into it, really busy.
Yeah, it's been really busy. And essentially what they're looking for is someone who's a holistic ambassador for Great Britain. So we do have the typical sort of evening wear rounds, we have a swimwear round and a fashion wear round and a lot of different interviews, but they're also looking for someone who can do public speaking, who can talk about Great Britain, talk about their county, who can raise money for charity, who can generate publicity, and they're looking for someone who's basically an all-round person to represent GB.
Sounds good. Sounds like there's a lot of responsibility involved.
Yeah, I think there is an element of responsibility, definitely. And it's a real privilege to have won this title and now be able to campaign and take the wave the Surrey banner as I go to compete at GB. I'd really like to do the county proud and, you know, raise the most for charity out of any of the other counties and, you know, really use it as a platform to talk about women's issues and, you know, the different causes that I support. So it's a great opportunity. I'd recommend it to anyone. It just gives you a platform to get your voice out there.
And you're a meningitis survivor.
I am indeed, yeah. So about a year ago, I had bacterial meningitis and septicemia. It's not something that I really knew anything about before getting it. I had sort of flu-y symptoms one day, just came on all of a sudden, and then severe headache and photosensitivity. And it's just, even then I thought perhaps it was a migraine or something. It doesn't occur to you that you've got an infectious disease that's quite rare in adults. But essentially I woke up a week later in intensive care, and my parents had been told that I'd had about 25% chance of surviving, and if I did, I'd probably have some kind of lasting disability as a result of it. And since then, it's sort of given me a new perspective on life and makes you really appreciate that you're not invincible and these random things can happen to you and we shouldn't take our health for granted. And also, I'm just really keen to raise awareness for this because we all get vaccinated for meningitis C in our late teens, but meningitis B is a new strain of bacteria which the government has just started vaccinating babies for now. So everyone who isn't a baby is susceptible and could pick it up and could go through the experience that I went through. So I'm just trying to support the meningitis charities in lobbying the NHS to get that vaccination rolled out to everyone, and just to raise awareness that if you have flu-y symptoms, severe headache, then don't just stay at home, go to sleep, make sure you tell someone, and if it gets really bad, then, you know, contact the NHS.
And you're raising money for Make Some Noise.
I am as well. So over the next few months, I'm going to be organising events, and I'm also running a 10K obstacle course, and I'm doing various things to raise money for a radio charity called Make Some Noise, which essentially helps local initiatives and gives them a voice when perhaps they didn't have one. So small community groups that have set up things in local areas to help people with disabilities, people that don't have opportunities, and people that just need a helping hand in life. And I've got a Just Giving page. You can check that out. Just search for Miss Surrey, or I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it. Just search Miss Surrey or search my name, Sophie King, and it'll pop up and you can find out all about that. And, you know, if today every listener just donated £1, then we could make a huge difference for that charity because it's quite a small one. And I could go to Miss Great Britain and say, you know what, Surrey's raised the most out of all the counties and do us proud.